Title: Cornish Adabi vs. Caesars Entertainment, The Third Circuit Deals Algorithmic Pricing, Hub and Spoke Theory. Another hand. Content: Antitrust scrutiny of information exchanges and algorithmic pricing tools has intensified recently, from public enforcers and private plaintiffs alike, as companies across industries increasingly use algorithmic and AI-enabled systems to gather market data and generate pricing recommendations. These developments have generated significant uncertainty for businesses that rely on pricing and benchmarking tools, particularly given the still unsettled state of the law. For example, last year in the Gibson litigation, in Nevada, the Ninth Circuit affirmed the district court's dismissal, holding that plaintiffs failed to plausibly allege a horizontal agreement in an alleged algorithmic pricing conspiracy case in the hotel industry. 1. By contrast, in RealPage, MD Tennessee, the court allowed a similar algorithmic pricing claim to proceed in part, emphasizing that, unlike Gibson, the RealPage complaint unequivocally alleged a melting pot of confidential competitor data being used to generate rental rate recommendations for multifamily rental properties. 2. Just last week, the Third Circuit joined the algorithmic pricing fray by reversing a district court's dismissal of a hub-and-spoke theory, unanimously holding that plaintiffs plausibly alleged a price-fixing conspiracy in Cornish Adabi v. Caesars Entertainment Incorporated. 3. In Cornish Adabi, plaintiffs, casino hotel guests, alleged that defendants, Atlantic City Casino Hotels and Sendin, owner of the at-issue software, Rainmaker, continuously provided current, non-public pricing and occupancy data to Rainmaker to effectuate the alleged conspiracy. 4. The algorithm then processed the competitors' data and recommended room rates that were uploaded into each casino hotel's booking and property management systems. 5. Plaintiffs alleged that the casino hotels accepted Rainmaker's recommended prices 90% of the time and had to go through an override process to diverge from setting the recommended price. 6. The Third Circuit's opinion focused heavily on the software's use of the real-time, non-public data shared by the defendant casino hotels, coupled with plaintiffs' other allegations that defendants knew or hoped that sharing such information would lead to optimal, higher prices. These allegations, the Third Circuit concluded, supported an inference of a common plan to set room rates based on the shared algorithmic recommendations. 7. The fact that each defendant retained ultimate pricing discretion, including the ability to reject and override the Rainmaker software's recommendations, did not defeat plausibility at the pleading stage given other facts in the complaint. Specifically, the Third Circuit emphasized that compliance with the Rainmaker software's recommendations was alleged to be as high as 90%, and that the software's design made it difficult for the casino hotels to use the specialized override process to reject the recommended price. 8. Similarly, the Third Circuit emphasized that prices are fixed when agreed upon, even if not followed without fail, and that the alleged high compliance rate, combined with plaintiffs' other allegations about how Sendin's software works and how Sendin acted as an alleged hub, supported an inference of broader agreement. 9. While the Third Circuit's opinion may seem directly at odds with the Ninth Circuit's decision in Gibson, there is a key distinction between the opinions. While the Ninth Circuit in Gibson affirmed dismissal based on defendants licensing the same software, the court expressly noted that its analysis might change if plaintiffs had alleged that the software provider also shared competing hotels' confidential information among the licensees, an allegation not clearly made in the Gibson complaint. 10. In Cornish Adabi, by contrast, the Third Circuit found that plaintiffs plausibly alleged that such non-public, real-time confidential information was shared by the casino hotels. In addition, the Third Circuit pointed to several other allegations demonstrating that the casino hotel defendants and Sendin knew or understood that using the software would allow defendants to set optimal, i.e., higher, prices. These distinctions, allegations that defendants shared non-public data through Rainmaker while knowing that they would collectively use and benefit from it, S.A.